business outreach program that includes the promotion of the microloan fund, the revolving loan fund, and a series of educational seminars. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Economic and Community Development and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Hey, Mr. Chair, supervisors, I'm happy to report since the last time we met, we're making significant progress. And pretty much in a nutshell, what we went back to do is to do our due diligence and look at how we would process these loans, look at any potential exposure by servicing these loans ourselves, and then going and looking at how we will service these loans. And we have three areas that we focused on. The first one is processing the approval and administrative services. My department will be taking on the primary responsibility related to the process in approving and servicing the loans. The underwriting analysis, as indicated in this report, is going to be performed by Lincoln Opportunity Fund to perform the underwriting analysis. And this is where that $200 processing fee would go to pay for that service. They will be doing the underwriting, but they will not suggest who should be approved or not. That information will be rolled up to a three department committee that would do the entire analysis and evaluation. And then the third area is the custodial services. This is where we have an agreement with Tri-City Bank, where they will hold the funds and things of that nature, and that's where the account will be held. Since that time, we have met with RIS. RIS department is one of the departments that will be serving on the advisory committee, along with IMDS, if I get these acronyms correct, and in our department as well. And we have worked out the process by how we will go about approving and evaluating these loans, and we also look into engaging the input from the controllers, audit, and corporation councils to see where any exposure that we have. In that assessment, we have determined we have very little exposure. And just real briefly, this is how it works. When an applicant is approved, prior to putting everything in motion, there will be an agreement on how the payment will be done. It could be paid out over the 18-month period or in a lump sum payment. And what happens is if the applicant is it must have a contract with Milwaukee County. When the applicant is paid, if they're the prime, two checks will be cut by Milwaukee County, one to our department and one to the applicant. And that check is reflected in the agreement. So the exposure and the collateral is very secure. In a case where the applicant is the sub, The prime will know, we will have an agreement and understanding with the prime that when they cut the check, same thing, one to Milwaukee County, one to the applicant. So we feel very comfortable that our exposure is very, very minimal. And so to make sure that we service these loans, we have a very, very competent staff that is going to be taking care of this. But we took the liberty to talk to various organizations that are doing this, and the common denominator, they use a software program called Down Home Loan Manager. And we have had opportunity to talk to the software company and the training, and we're very pleased and comfortable that this can be done very well. It's very intuitive, the learning curve is very flat. And so I know there were some concerns that our time may be taken up doing something like this, but I would tell you I'm the first one. If my staff is being overwhelmed with something like this, I'll be the first one to acknowledge that we're going to have to do something differently. All right, our hopes is in a month or two or a year for sure after going through this process that we'll report back to let you know how things are going.
Any comments or questions? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wondering who Lincoln Opportunity Fund LLC is and how they were selected.
Well, being new to this and brought into this late in the game, Lincoln Opportunity Fund is a organization that I believe part of the Wisconsin Business Development Corporation or something of that nature. And we talked to a number of organizations to see how we best do this. And it turned out they're the most cost-effective party to process these loans. Give you for a point of reference, others that will serve this loan due to underwriting were want to charge about $500, $600. They have done this over many years, and they agreed, and we have an MOU with them to do this for about $200.
Okay. I guess I still don't understand who they are or what they're – are they an affiliate of one of the banks, or are they like Lincoln State Bank or
– Oh, no, they're not part of one of the affiliations with the bank. I can get you that information, Supervisor.
Yeah, just it's interesting.
Get it for the whole committee.
Yeah. And then, you know, when we talk about servicing, I guess, you know, the software program to track it is obviously important because we saw another state agency or subsidiary or however, whatever you want to call it, WEDC that nowadays, that they lost track of a bunch of their loans. So obviously that's important. But you're going to also have then the role of tracking people down when they're not paying and that sort of thing. So that'll be a staff function. That'll all be an internal.
Yeah, the good thing, we do have some history with the revolving loan program, a track record there. So doing this type of activity is not new to the department. Mm-hmm. But again, the way the, as I indicated earlier, our collateral position we believe is secure. The payment comes to us based on the agreement.
So all of the financing is going to be contract financing? That's what we're doing, all of that? This is that type of financing where we're expecting payment on a specific contract to repay their loans?
Exactly. They must hold a contract with Milwaukee County. That's one of their collateral positions that we have.
Okay. Thanks.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Lincoln Opportunity Fund LLC was originally formed in 2009. It was the WBD Opportunity Fund. It merged with the Lincoln Neighborhood Redevelopment Corp. And it is a Wisconsin domestic limited liability company. Registered agent is Joseph Wolf of Monona, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other comments or questions? I'm not. Thank you, Mr. Norris.
You're welcome.
We're on Facility Management Division.